From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and running mate Tim Kaine are on a two-state bus tour Friday, a day after she accepted the party's nomination at their convention in Philadelphia. During her acceptance speech, Clinton took aim at her rival for the White House, Republican Donald Trump.
If you dare, imagine him in the Oval Office facing a real crisis. A man you can bait with a tweet is not a man we can trust with nuclear weapons.
Trump responded on Twitter accusing Clinton of ignoring the country's problems and proposing solutions that would make America worse off. Clinton is the first woman ever nominated for president by a major U.S. political party. United Nations Special Envoy to Syria, Stefan de Mistura, said that the clock is ticking for the Aleppo population after suggesting improvements to a proposal by Russia and the Syrian government to set up humanitarian corridors around the northern Syrian city.
If it can and should be successful, well, then it needs to be improved. And my understanding is that the Russians are open for major improvements. In that case, we would be then looking at the whole context in light of the outcome of those improvements.
Syrian opposition groups say the Russian proposal is actually a plan to force Aleppo's population to flee, likening it to a war crime. And South Korean media reporting that an 18-year-old North Korean man who went to Hong Kong to compete in the International Mathematics Olympiad has taken refuge in the South Korean consulate there. As a precautionary measure, South Korean Consulate General asked Hong Kong authorities for enhanced security. This is VOA News. The U.S. city of San Diego is mourning the killing of one police officer and the wounding of a second officer early Friday. San Diego Police Chief Shelley Zimmerman says the shooting occurred during a traffic stop.
So we had two officers put out shortly before 11 o'clock making a stop. Almost immediately, very shortly after they put out that they were making a stop, they called for emergency cover. Other officers were in the area. They arrived shortly on scene and found both of our officers suffering from gunshot wounds.
The police chief said the injured officer underwent surgery and is expected to survive. She added that a suspect is being treated for a gunshot wound at a local hospital. An investigation into what started the shooting is ongoing. Police across the U.S. have been on alert following the killing of several officers in the cities of Dallas and Baton Rouge in recent weeks. The southern state of Florida is reporting four cases of the Zika virus, seemingly not linked to travel. Florida Governor Rick Scott says the health department believes the transmissions occurred in a small area just north of the city of Miami.
Testing of mosquitoes in this area has been happening in this small area for about 2 weeks. While no mosquito traps have tested positive for the Zika virus, the Department of Health is aggressively testing people in the affected area to ensure there are no other cases of this virus.
Governor Scott said so far the Zika patients have not been admitted to the hospital. Until now, about 1,650 cases of Zika reported in the U.S. had been linked to travel to countries in Latin America and the Caribbean that are facing outbreaks. Though the virus is relatively mild in most cases, many pregnant women who are infected with Zika give birth to babies with the congenital defect called microcephaly, which causes an abnormally small head. More than 1,600 such cases have been reported in Brazil, where the outbreak began last year. The FBI is looking into the hacking of a committee that raises campaign funds for Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives. The hack of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee resembles a similar one earlier this week, which targeted the Democratic National Committee. Links to Russian hackers have been noted in both hacks, heightening unproven accusations that Moscow is trying to influence the U.S. presidential election. The top U.S. commander says five American special operations troops in Afghanistan have been wounded in combat with Islamic State fighters. Troops were hit by small fire or shrapnel during an operation in Nangarhar, where Afghan forces have been working to push back the ISIS fighters. Until recently, U.S. forces have mainly provided ground support to Afghan troops. For details on these stories and much more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.